Welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who has recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com, and today I have with me Dana. Dana graduated from University of Mary Hardin Baylor in the spring of 2022. Dana and I actually both office with Lakewood Counseling Center here in Temple, Texas. She has a specialized interest in working with women who have experienced trauma and is partnered with the local police department to provide services with them. She's solution-focused and takes a strength-based approach. In her spare time, she loves fitness and bodybuilding. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really exciting getting to do this with somebody that works right down the hall from me. So
yes.
Got this personal connection. So we're just going to dive right in. Why don't you tell me when you passed the NCE and like how that experience was for you, just finding out that you passed.
Oh, that's a great question. I passed May 10th, 2022. And after I finished my exam, I literally walked out and handed over some documents to a lady that was there at the counter. And she pushed a couple of buttons and out came my score, and I was scared to look at it, but I looked at it and I passed. I didn't even care what the margin was. I just saw pass. And yeah. So I was so fortunate to be able to get my result right away. And it was fantastic. And
yeah,
there was a group of us who took it all at the same time. And okay. So they were all one by one waiting in the hall. And so when I walked out, there were already three that had passed. And so it was a really great celebration of all that hard work coming to awesome. You know, to a head. It was great.
Yeah. Were those other people taking it in your cohort at UMH?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. They sure were. Mm-hmm. We did everything together.
Yeah. That's awesome. I've not heard of people doing that, taking it all together at once. I bet that added a lot of excitement to the day.
Well, you know, it really did. We even had t-shirts made. So we all wore our same t-shirts and we just really saw ourselves as a team, and I think that was part of our success as well. For one minute, we never thought somebody wasn't going to pass. I guess that could have been a thing.
Yeah.
Could have changed the dynamics, but we all went, we all passed, and then we celebrated. So it was great.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really glad that that was the result. I would imagine if that had happened, that it would have been great just being surrounded by your peers to support you.
Yes. No, absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, thinking about it, but not thinking about it, that was kind of part of it too. Like if someone didn't, we still had each other's back and we were going to support one another and, you know, just walk through that as well, the good times and the tough times.
So did you go home and celebrate in any way?
Oh my goodness. Not that evening. I just came home and threw myself on the couch. It was just like, I can't believe all this just happened. I can't believe I passed. And so it took a while for it to kind of just really solidify in my mind, like this just happened. You know, of course I graduated on May 7th and 3 days later I took the test and didn't give myself enough time to, you know, kind of psych myself out or take a break. I just felt like going in pretty quick after graduation was a really important thing. It really, of course, you know, I did the dinner and had time with my kids and family and stuff like that. But initially I just was exhausted.
Just relaxed. Like, just take a deep breath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's awesome. What were some of the strategies that you used as you were preparing and studying that helped you to feel most successful on actual test day?
I really gauged, you know, I set my exam date and then I gauged how much time I had before the exam. And then I calculated out, I looked at the overall content that I needed to know. And then I would plan my study days, not including weekends, to give that much time to studying and to the content in the various areas. And I studied the topics and the content that I struggled with the most first. For me, that just felt comfortable that, okay, so no matter what else I'm studying, I've already studied like research, for example. That was kind of I was a little concerned about the research component. And so then I would just go through and I would honor that. I had it written in my calendar. You know, this is how long I'm setting. This is what I'm covering. And so I had a very systematic plan of how I did it. And I honored that. I stayed with it. That's just one component. I have several other strategies. I don't know if you want me to share all those with you.
No, we'd love to hear. It sounds like you were really organized in structuring a plan for yourself.
I'm very detailed and very organized. And I knew that, I just needed to be organized in my mind and have a plan, that if I didn't have a plan, I felt like I wouldn't give the time to it that it needed to be. I mean, we all know we need to study for our licensure exam, but really having that plan, I could then check it off saying, okay, I covered this. I gave this many hours to it. And then when I would get done, I would look at, okay, what was I really still struggling with within the content? And then I would make a note of it. So I need to go back and really shore this up. I also took multiple practice tests. That really helped me to start to understand how they might ask a question, the vocabulary that they might use. So I would be able to really engage and understand what they were asking for in the question. So that was very, very helpful. So once a week, I would for sure get a practice exam in. Of course, I was still in school when this was going on. So I had all my academics and working my internship. So it seems like looking back, maybe I should have done more, but you know, it felt like it worked for me. I also, again, my cohort group, there was about four of us that were just really, really close. And so we were always finding some different things or strategies that were working for each different person. And then we would send those through on a group chat, like, hey, I've been doing this. This has been helpful. And so just having that support of peers was very, very important as well.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. That's so good to hear. So tell me just a little bit about just test day. When you woke up in the morning, getting ready to go to the exam center, how did you manage the stress or anxiety that you had? What was the day like for you?
Well, I would say the day started the previous evening.
Okay.
So I had a really good dinner. Just kind of turned off my phone. I just was not going to look at anything. I didn't want to put anything in front of me. I just needed to rest my mind. So really kind of actually even that whole day, I just remember no more computer, no more test questions. I need to rest my mind. I need to hydrate, you know, all the things. And just do something that was relaxing and fun. So I did some, you know, girl things that you go do and, you know, at the salon. And I just tried to relax and then have a really good dinner, go to bed at a good time. The morning of, certainly, excited, but nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I prayed a lot. and I was really careful to watch the caffeine intake.
Okay.
I love a lot of coffee in the morning, but I was like, this is not the day to overdo that. Right. So I just had what was, you know, comfortable, maybe a cup or two. My exam was at 1 p.m. So I was hydrating. I was just relaxing my mind and I just had positive affirmations that I would tell myself, you know, and just remember that I put in the work. And if I put in the work ahead of time, I have to trust that it's there. Mm-hmm. I have to believe in myself and I have to tell myself those things and not go in with the thought, what if I don't pass? Mm-hmm. That was just not even, I believe it's so important to have positive affirmations.
Yeah.
To talk to yourself that way, to believe, you know, seeing yourself on the other side of seeing your passing score. So I just stayed in that space. I wouldn't allow myself to think otherwise.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I hear that all the time from people that, you know, if they go in with a lot of anxiety and doubting themselves, that really impacts their ability to recall information and just to,
so true.
To trust their answers, their changing answers. So that is awesome to hear. Anything else about just actual test day? What was the test environment like for you?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I love that question because the test environment to me felt like the most stressful. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you go to a place that doesn't really look like a testing center. Like I was in a bank and, you know, so I go to this bank out of town. You have to go through all the security procedures. You know, you've got to show your ID. You've got to turn over everything. They scanned you. Like they made me take my pockets inside out. They made me lift my hair up. You know, right away I was thinking, my gosh, it's like they thought I had already cheated or something, you know? So that was a little nerve wracking for me. I was just like, wow, okay, I get that. I understand. They have procedures. You have to follow those. So that part made me nervous. But I was like, okay, you know what? That's their system. I've got my system. I still need to stay in my mental space of just breathe deeply. You've got this. So, you know, you have to, you know, like I said, put everything in a locker. You have to, you couldn't have jewelry on. I had to take my earrings out. So that's something to kind of be prepared for because I wasn't expecting that. I've taken a teacher licensure exam because I'm a teacher as well. And it was, you know, tight security, but not like this was. This is very interesting to me. And then we have a lady that happened to be a lady for us that walked us in to the cubicle and gave us just a few instructions to go ahead and log in. And then, you know, we could punch the start button and then here we go. We couldn't have water. We couldn't have anything. If you needed to step out and use the restroom, you had to like raise your hand, I think, and she would come and walk you out. And so it was a lot of pretty tight security.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know ahead of time for some folks who are preparing. So
I think so.
So what were some of the resources that you used to prepare?
Yes. Well, of course I used, I thought about this. I took your workshop, Josh. Your was the first exposure that I had to any prep material. So the NCE prep book that you have. And I took that workshop like a year before my exam because I wanted to be so prepared. But I just also wanted to get a glimpse. Like I wanted to hear like what you were teaching, like what, because I am just of the mindset that the more I know, the less my anxiety is, the more prepared, even finishing that last year of school, like I really know what's going to be headed my way on this exam. Mm-hmm. So I did. I thought the book was super user friendly. I love the way it was, you know, compartmentalized in the different content areas. Mm-hmm. So I started with that book and I just started making notes, from that book after I took your workshop. And then I added to that, of course, the exams were beneficial. So the exams were really beneficial. And then I would say as the test, here's something that's interesting. As the test grew closer and a lot of us were getting nervous, then there were many people that started pouring in various resources. Okay, like, oh, this book and that book. And I saw this on Amazon and there's a Facebook group that you can do. And then it was like, whoa, 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 you know, and then you're getting inundated with information. True. I think if I would give a warning to anything, it would be select your method that works best. That's whatever and stay with it and stay consistent with it because, you know, there's so many, I think there could be so many avenues that it can start to get you confused and then you're really not doing anything.
Right.
You know, you're just like looking into all the resources. So that first book for me was like, okay, this is what I need to know. This is how I need to do it. And I say really pretty true to that.
So there really are a lot of great resources out there and I can see how it would be overwhelming if, you know, there's always new things being introduced that makes you second guess, well, is what I'm studying the right material or is, you know, there's, you're just being reminded of all the things that you don't know because, you know, every resource maybe has a different focus. And so, you know, that's great advice. So, you know, thinking back to your preparation, if you were to do anything differently, what do you think that you might do instead?
I would say there were tendencies to get caught up in the excitement and the nervous energy within a group or cohort or, you know, your team and to really mindfully pull yourself out of that. I think that that's really, really important because there's a lot of people that are going to be really, really nervous and right. And you don't want to get into that negativity and that nervous mindset. I felt like I really liked how I prepared for the NCE. I did just give that discipline and I had that plan. Of course, could I say study more? You know, it's always it's always like maybe I could have done better, you know, but woulda, coulda, shoulda, right?
Right, right. Well, it sounds like obviously you were very confident going in and, you know, ultimately you passed. And so whatever you did worked. But
yeah,
I think that's good feedback because, you know, one thing that I've noticed in several of the Facebook groups that I'm a part of is that there is a lot of negative energy and it kind of creates this group anxiety, you know, that can be hard to recover from. So your advice of just being
that's true, Josh, because I would see on Facebook, I would see someone, I haven't passed, it's my seventh time to take it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't need that energy. Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. And I also had confidence that of my program too. Mm-hmm. And my professors, and that they did their part. Now it's my turn to do my part, and that it would add up.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And UMHB has a really, really great program. If anybody else is listening, looking for a school to go to, the University of Mary Harden Baylor is awesome. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. great little town too, if you're looking for a nice little place to settle in for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dana, if you had 30 seconds to share with the test taker something valuable, encouraging, what would you say in our last little bit of time?
I think something that's really important is understanding how you study. So we are all different learners. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, we may be visual, we may be audio, we may, of course, kinesthetic. So there's all different types of learning styles out there. I think it's really, really beneficial if you understand and know your learning style, because you are going to retain information more if you're using that modality to study.
Yeah.
For example, I'm very kinesthetic. If I just was having a block or I couldn't remember something, I would write it on index cards when I'm out running, and I would just have my index cards with me, or I'd be at the gym, or I had to be moving, because when I'm moving is when I'm feeling my energy, my endorphins are going. And so that's how all those vocabulary words, I was running and I was memorizing those words. So just pay attention to that, and just trust yourself, and be sure that you select what works best for you. Don't do what everyone else is doing. Yeah. I think that's really, really important.
No, that's great advice. Really love that. Focusing on your own strengths, mm-hmm. Is going to work for you. So
yeah.
Well, congrats again on passing. Huge accomplishment. And it is definitely a pleasure working with you. And, really thank you so much for joining the podcast today. It's been awesome getting to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.